It's the Stay Connected podcast right here on 93.5. My name is Jared Eastman. Welcome. Today we're doing a little bit of house cleaning, talking about the patch notes that just released this past week for League of Legends, as well as Team Fight Tactics. That's right. I know it's been a while since we talked about it, but the new set is out. I am super excited. It hasn't changed too much, but what it has changed, it's actually really interesting, so we're going to talk about all that and more right here on 93.5. We are Fox Sports. Let's get right into it. All right. Patch 13.18 for regular League of Legends is out, and I learned the new champion's name is, in fact, Briar. That is not that bad to pronounce. some of these names are usually like, Viego or Viego. Like, it's so annoying, and I'm just like, all right, I get it. Or one of perfect example is Vygar or Viegar. I prefer Vygar, but it's usually the V's, and there's not that many V champions. So what the heck is the problem? Well, let's get into the patch notes. Not too bad. You might notice a little bit of a pattern going on here. We have some nerfs in the jungle, of course, that is coming from Kayn and J4. Got a little bit of a support nerf with Rell and Rell jungle as well. Then hitting up the top lane, Tryndamere was on the nerf side yet again this patch. And then the only AD carry on the nerfs is Xayah. Heading over to the buffs, weirdly enough, Gwen jungle got a buff. I didn't even know Gwen could jungle, but maybe that's the point. We'll wait until we get to the patch notes for her. Irelia in the top lane, followed by Kennen in the same lane. Then in the bot lane, a Senna Thresh buff. And then, of course, Bard being adjusted. Only four items got system changes this time around. Compared to last time, it's a very light patch, you know, not too much. And I think that's on purpose. They're moving into these stages to where the patch aren't going to change the game drastically because of Worlds coming up. You know, they, of course, want to fine-tune it. And, you know, we get our patches later than Pro Play does. So that's how we kind of guess where the meta is going based off what they pick and how they play and some things that we notice. But overall, it's not too bad. Not too bad for coming up to the end of Season 13. I think it's definitely a step in the right direction. I don't see any champions on here that I'm like, oh my gosh, why are they giving this person a buff and this person a nerf? But let's go through it. Let's see what they're actually doing. First of all, Briar is out. Yes, she is a jungle. However, I think she's a little buggy right now. There are some friends of mine who played her when she first came out. I haven't gotten a chance yet to have a hand at her, but she is very interesting in her mechanical playstyle where, yes, she does not have any base health regen. Her abilities cost health, but she has a crazy amount of lifesteal that comes of it. And, you know, she also has like a bunch of taunts, and she even taunts herself and goes into a frenzy that takes the player out of control of the champion. I think it's a little buggy to where you can cancel it, but it doesn't cancel it. So maybe that will come in a hot fix that League lets out. I'm not too sure. We'll definitely see. I have to play her to see how she handles. Of course, it's a new champion, so she is either going to be an absolute busted champion or her win rate is going to be in the gutter. And from what I see right now, it's going to be in the gutter. It's actually going to be below the gutter. That's how bad it will be. Well, we're starting off our patch notes with Bard. He got a little bit of a system rework. His passive maximum chime stacks have increased. His stack duration increased. His W now stacks charges. His cooldowns increased. Shrine charge time to full heal decreased. A lot of small changes. mainly focusing around his passive there a little bit. And his W, that's really all that's kind of been touched. That's fine. I don't really like Bard anyway, so it doesn't really affect me. Moving over to Gwen. Gwen, health growth increased, and passive damage to monsters increased. What does that mean? That means Gwen Jungle is just a little bit more viable. And, you know, they have these big long block quotes for why they're making this sort of adjustment to the champion, and they pretty much came out and said Gwen's a top. You know, their goal is to retain her as a top lane, they want to have her be a viable alternative role, and that is in jungle. Not saying you have to do it, but if you want to do it, here's a little help. I might try this just to see, you know, if this actually makes her a viable jungle, because I've been enjoying the jungle role. I don't think it'll change too much. As they said, their goal is to keep her a top lane just because she does bonus damage to monsters. I mean, Darius does bonus damage to monsters with his bleed. You don't see Darius jungle too often, only a couple of times. All right, heading over to Irelia, she got an R cooldown decrease, not too bad. Still a little bit of a weird champion, you know, ever since her rework. It's like, all right, she's easier to play. However, she's in this weird spot in the meta. I still would avoid her. Heading over to J4, this was a nerf for him, and I could see why. He's been heavily favored in the meta as terms of jungle go, but his passive damage was decreased by 2%. Not too bad. Could have definitely been a worse nerf for him, but as I said earlier, they're just trying to fine-tune, it looks like. Kassadin, he got an R-AP ratio increase. That'll definitely help him in the late game when he scales up to level 16. Heading over to Kayn, passive Darken, healing adjusted, and his Darken R damage decreased. Not too bad of a nerf for him, I say myself. However, he'll definitely feel that healing reduction. It's, you know, they say adjusted, but looking at it, you know, it went from 20 to 30% based on level of physical damage dealt to champions. They just made it a flat 25. Flat 25%. So it's not really a buff. It's not really a nerf. They're just like, all right, let's get rid of the scaling on this. It's 25% flat. Not too bad. Not too bad. Kennen in the top lane, his E energy cost decreased. R cooldown now decreases with rank. That is very good for him. And this is a point overall, because my one buddy wouldn't, you know, stop complaining about this yesterday. Energy champions need love in these patch notes, and Kennen got it. You know, he's absolutely right when he says that energy champions right now, they're not cutting it. You know, there's only a handful that I can think of, one being Kennen, one being Lee Sin. I think Akali and Zed are also energy champions. Akali might not be. But the fact that Kennen is getting some love here, and it's actually pretty good. You know, looking at it, his energy cost for his E, it was at 100, now it's just at 80 at all ranks, which was the lowest it got down to. So that's a huge buff for his E. And then for his ultimate, you know, it was 120 seconds at all ranks, not including obviously ability, or sorry, cooldown reduction. And now it can go down to 80 at max level, 80 seconds, you know, with some cooldown reduction. You might be ulting every 60 seconds. That might be really good for team fights. That might be really good for your positioning as the champion. I might have to try him out. I've played him a couple times, wasn't too impressed with his playstyle. This might, you know, honestly boost his numbers. Heading over to Rell, she got a decrease. She has been a favorite in the jungle and support role, especially in pro play. Her E bonus movement speed has now been decreased. That is going to hurt her clear time as well as her gank potential. Looking at it, the movement speed decrease has hit only about like 3% in the early game, but it does go up in the late game. Looking at it, bonus movement speed, there's two elements here. Away from enemies and towards enemies. Away from enemies, you have it starting at 15 and then going up to 25. That's what it was. But now it's starting at 12 and going up to 20. So about a 5% decrease overall. Still not terrible. It's really towards enemies that you got to look at because that's where the gank potential comes in. Started at 30, ended at 50% movement speed bonus when before patch. Now, during this, it went down about 6% to start at 24, all the way to 10%, dropping down to 40%. That is insane. 10% decrease pretty much overall. That's gonna hurt her definitely, especially her gank and her ganking potential. You know, it clearly looking at it, it doesn't really apply to her clear as much. She'll still get that bonus movement speed. It might take a couple seconds off her time clock, but this isn't the worst nerf that could happen to her, honestly. Senna though got a little weird update. Passive critical strike ratio reduction removed from her passive, and her W now applies passive to all enemies caught in the AoE. That's very interesting, actually. So the way Senna works is when she hits enemy champions, she collects souls off them. These souls, you know, they give her increased range, healing, and what was critical strike ratio reduction no longer is a part of her ability. That's going to hurt her a little bit, but what is going to help her is her W. So she throws out this AoE ability, and if it catches somebody, they're stunned for a couple seconds. Now, anybody that was affected by it in the AoE will now have her passive put on them, and she can get some more souls that way. Not too bad. Not too bad at all. Tryndamere, Zaya, and Thresh, I really don't care about, you know. Tryndamere, he's kind of just been getting a lot of hate in the patches, which is good. He's an annoying champion to play. People who play him are annoying. So this might, you know, really hurt everybody who's trying to just abuse his kit. Because he does have a very good kit. And if he's too strong, he's gonna wipe solo queues. Absolutely. He already has and already does. You know, when tank items came out like Hullbreaker, Tryndamere was one of your number one play champions, along with, like, Sion. It was ridiculous. So I'm glad to see they're nerfing him a little bit. It's only a health growth decrease and a base damage attack decrease. That's not terrible, but it's a step in the right direction. Moving on to items, because I'm going to skip Thresh and Zaya. I don't really care too much about them, and they're not major updates anyway. Heading over to items, the one I really want to talk about is Crown of the Shattered Queen, because it got one of its prime features removed. The crown used to provide 10 to 40 AP while a shield holds. Well, what does that mean? Well, the ability of Crown of the Shattered Queen was once you got to a certain percent of health or dived on, a shield would pop up called Safeguard, which gave you, you know, a little bit of a shield and 75% damage reduction. Well, that's going down to 40% damage reduction for a little bit longer of a time. It used to be 1.5 seconds. Now it's 2.5 seconds. You get 15 more ability power, sorry, than you used to. It used to be at 70, now it's at 85. However, they just completely removed the AP you would get while the shield was holding. You used to get 10 to 40, now you get nothing. That's going to hurt a lot, I feel like. If that's the case, I feel like they should drop the price a little bit at least. The other items, they're not too bad. The only one on here that is going to hurt a little bit is Static Shiv. When that came out, this was the clear item to get for a lot of attack damage AD carries that were looking for perfect wave clear. You know, even Vhagar built it a little bit. I built it on Vhagar. It was fun. It's not really viable anymore, but when it was a good time. You know, mainly AD carries build this now is my point. However, it's getting 5 attack damage increased, but the electric shock to minions is going down to just a flat 200. Wow, that's gonna hurt. So basically how the item works is you build up energy as you move around, and once you hit 100%, your next attack shoots out a bolt of lightning that jumps between targets. It could hit minions, it could hit champions. And this was perfect for wave clearing, because you would just throw out an ability once you hit 100. And, you know, in the middle of the game, by the time you build this item, you're one-shotting pretty small waves or pretty big waves. You know, that's a really good way to keep up your farm. Now the damage is reduced for it. I don't think people are going to build it. I really don't. That's all the items I want to talk about. We're actually going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about TFT patch notes. Right here on 93.5, we are Fox Sports. Head on over to our website, foxsportsradionewjersey.com, where you can listen to all of the episodes of the Stay Connected podcast anytime, anywhere. We are Fox Sports. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to 93.5. We are Fox Sports. My name is Jared Eastman. This is the Stay Connected podcast, your Central Jersey esports podcast, talking about TFT patch notes. Set 9.5, Runeterra Reforged, has hit the world of League of Legends. Couldn't think of it. But it is Horizon Bound, the name of this set. I like that. There are some interesting things. Quickly, we'll cover the new items that I see here. There's not too many, thankfully, but they're still important to cover. Adaptive Helm is one of them. You know, looking at it, Ever Shroud. They added in Night Harvester and Gnasher's Tooth. You know, I'm actually really happy about this. That's really all the, main items that they added in. They did add Crown Guard as well. I was really worried when the patch notes came out that they rehauled the items completely like they did a couple seasons ago. Doesn't seem to be the case. I'll take it, you know, because learning the new items is honestly one of the worst things about TFT. You know, learning the champions and the new traits, that's fine. That's easy. Not too bad. You'll get the hang of it. Learning the new items and what they do, oh my god, it's terrible. It's terrible! Either way, let's look at the new portals that we got, because we got two new regions, Ishtal and Bilgewater. So, for Ishtal, you got 3, and for Bilgewater, you got 3. One of them is Cardinal Archaeology. Your game consists of 1 Prismatic Augment, 1 Gold Augment, and 1 Silver Augment. Very interesting. Takes the chance out of it. I like it. Not too bad. I still think, you know, if the Piltover portals are still here, which I believe they are, obviously you'd rather shoot for the guaranteed all prismatic augments. But this is a nice balance. You know, it guarantees, like, hey, you're going to have at least 1 prismatic augment this game. Not too bad. Next one, every time a player stars up a unit 20 times, they gain valuable loot, repeatable each 20 stars are hit. Interesting. Oh, that's weird. That's really weird. Huh. So that means for that, you'd really want to just be leveling up things on your bench as well, if that's how that works. Or at least that's how it sounds like it works. That's very interesting. I don't know how I feel about that. Instead of a carousel round, this is the final one, and it's called a Serpentine River. Instead of a carousel round, players vote for 1 bonus that all players get. Plus, after each voting round, every player gets a component anvil. Very interesting. I like that. I'm interested to see how that works in game. Heading over to the Bilgewater portals, you got Slaughter Docks as the number 1 augment. Gain a number of free shop rerolls that is equal to the stage number plus 1, and only for the first round per stage. When that round ends, so does the reroll potential. Ooh, That's interesting, especially for games that focus on rerolls. You gotta act quick, that means, because when it ends, it doesn't carry over. I know there are some augments that you can get that allows you to have rerolls carry over. This is not one of them, but it is free rerolls. I'll take it. Finn's Market is the next one. Instead of a creature fight, round 3-7 is a visit to Bilgewater Trader Finn, who offers either one completed artifact or support or radiant item for free to each player. Oh, that's interesting. And by the way, that is a new concept that I forgot to talk about. Artifacts and support items. You know, artifacts are really just Ornn items. You know, they're not your typical item. They offer unique bonuses like the collector executes enemies, Anima Visage heals 5% health per second, stuff like that. Support items, they are just that is just the classification of this set of items. You know, it's not really meant to carry you, it's meant to support your team. So it gives mainly like buffs. Think about it like that. Like Randon's Omen, in a circle around whoever you put it on, everybody gains armor and magic resist. Stuff like that. So you have a option of that or a radiant item, which is just a normal core item, but stronger. Not too bad. And then finally, Rat Town is the final Bilgewater augment. Starting in stage two randomly, a lucky shop can appear at the start of the round in a shop. These lucky shops will always be tailored to whatever traits you're building. That is very good. That is the best of all of the portals, at least all of the new portals that I'm seeing here. Very, very good. That would help honestly so much, but it's random. Think about that. It is completely random when this happens. You do not get a choice. But you obviously could have these in your favor. But of note, and I think I forgot to read this, starting in stage two. So starting in stage two, not too bad. That's the beginning of the game, pretty much. It'd be kind of weird if it happened in stage one. I get it. Though what would be annoying is if you're waiting to get to your main comp and then you got this lucky shop and it's not useful at all because you don't have what you're building completely figured out yet. That would stink and it would be a little bit of a waste of an augment. Or sorry, not an augment, a portal. Speaking of augments, there are a couple here, and this will be the last thing we talk about. We're gonna have to continue this as a part two next episode. Augments, looking at it, nothing too major here, besides the Ishtal Heart and Ishtal Soul. I think there are only four Ishtal champions overall. Not too bad. And then Stolen Vitality, that's a new one. When your Vanquisher's attacks critically strike, they heal their lowest ally for 1.5% of the target's maximum health, and you gain 2 units. That's not bad. I like that. I actually like that too. I don't hate that at all. And then Rejuvenating Flames, that's the newest one. Allies heal for 8% of their maximum health every 5 seconds. Allies that started combat in an elemental hex heal for 15% instead, gain 2 Ishtal champions. And I guess that's Ishtal. It gives you an elemental hex. Not too bad. You know, the augments and the portals, there's nothing crazy broken that I see here. We're gonna talk about the augments and the champions that come with them next episode, right here on the Stay Connected Podcast 93.5. My name is Jared Eastman. You can check out all of our episodes on our website. That is foxsportsradionewjersey.com. Everybody, have a happy day.